welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the answer expression, remote to radio, this net is called nightly 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater. It's also via Echolink Note 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater sits atop Sears Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC, KI4DOS, one announcement.
KI4DOS, good evening, Gary. Go ahead with your announcement, sir.
Make this my number one for this evening. Friday night, we're asking all veterans that are listening, when you check in, give your call and your name and your branch of service. If you don't mind, we would like to honor all the veterans that are out there. And Chad, KO4NUE, will be calling tomorrow night for the Veterans Net. There was a mix-up last night, and I said that Richard would be calling, but it won't be Richard, it will be Matt. Chad and Matt. I'll get all that out in a minute, I hope. But if you would, when you check in tomorrow night, if you are a veteran, give your call with your name and your branch of service. We would like to honor you in that fashion. Matt, other than that, that's all I've got. You can check K3JOY in. That's my Pretty Little Bride Joy. We're both at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew.
It's WG4MC. We'll appreciate those announcements, Gary. Again, they're asking if you are a veteran when you check into the net tomorrow night. When you give your call sign and name, please give the branch of service that you served. And we appreciate all of our veterans and thank them for their service. Anybody need any fills on Gary's announcements, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Sure, appreciate that, Gary. And I got you and Miss Joy on the list for this evening. Is there any additional announcements or bulletins for that? Please call WG4MC or Net Control. Sure, appreciate that announcement, Gary. We'll now give the roll call. I want to remind everyone this is direct to net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in the proper alphabetical group. When it's called, when you check in, please give your call sign for that. Please always appreciate it. Name, location, and senior intent to remain on the net for the right G portion. Before we start with the check-ins, let's start with the pre-check-in function of the repeater. Starting with W4FCM, Fred, his wife, Ala, N4IEI, K4XMR, Mel Prosperity, KO4ZEW, Ben Sensenville, W2AMD, Andrew Sensenville, KW4TS, Jim Impelzer, KO4JKV, Duncan Asheville, KM4BLH, Kurt Greenville, WU2T, Rusty Moore, KG4PFI, Don Piedmont, his wife Linda, KG4QLQ, KJ4UHF, Jack Greenville, W4IOE, Sid Fletcher, KBGBYQ, Dave Easley, let the repeater drop a second, KNXY, Dave in Honey and Path, AF4SX, Marie, Honey and Path, KA5WLL, Reway and Taylors, W2MJB, Mark Sensville, K4AFT, Michael Central, KN4HTP, Wendy Sensville, KC4W, Bill Anderson, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. Reflection of the repeater. And then we also have KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, his wife Joy, K3JOY. They make their home in Easley, and Gary brought us the announcement earlier. Called Echolink. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, no comment, no traffic. Mark me an announcer.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo, Mike 4, Victor, India, X-ray, mobile I-75 tonight, just south of the Georgia-Florida border, punching through the eye of the storm, helping out in Fort Myers this weekend. No traffic, no right to.
Welcome, KM4RJN. That's Mr. John Brown, Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, John. And then we have another John, KM4VI X-ray. Moving around, looks like you're in a truck on I-75, punching through the storm. Be careful out there, John, and again, safe travels. And John, me and you must have got our license at the same time, because I was originally KM4VIZ when I first got my ticket, and you're VIX, so we must have got our ticket about the same time. Appreciate you stopping by, John. Again, be careful out there on the roadways going. All right, we live off the electronic stations, so we'll go to the RF section. To right, me and Thirsty tonight, we start with Quebec through Tango Group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. Name is Chris. I'm in Liberty. I have no traffic, but I'd like to give some birthday sentiments out to all my fellow devil dogs out there. Happy 247th, Semper Fi.
Please check in, Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. This is Robert down in Soggy Bottom, Joanna tonight. I'm going to be quiet. No rag chew, no discussion, but I will be listening intently. 73s to you all.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Chris in Liberty. Appreciate you stopping by, Chris. And, yep, you are right. Today is the Marine Corps' birthday, so happy birthday to the Marines. And then we have KD4SRR, Mr. Robert in Joanna. Appreciate you stopping by, Robert. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WT4MC. Here's the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'll tie down the next alphabetical group, which would be the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. Proceeding with the Blue Ridge Team Internet, looking for check-in to the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. On the Blue Ridge Team Internet, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Again, Kilo Yankee 4, Alpha Oscar, KY4AO, Stephen and Liberty, I'll be negative and negative.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thank you for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4MC. Hey, Matt, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
4MC, Ken, K4BAN, Kilo 4, Bravo, Alpha November, Alex and Clemson, negative, negative, good evening.
4MC, K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative, negative. And a very great evening to all.
Please check in. Whiskey X-ray 4 Delta Alpha Tango. WX4DAT, Danny. I'm over here in Gastonia, Gaston County, North Carolina. 73 Wall, good night, good net.
Please check in. November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie. N4DJC, Carrie and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
UG4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Chief and Seneca, negative and negative.
Check in out of turn, Kilo November 4, Romeo Delta Echo. Be short timing it. This is Greg on a mobile in Powdersville. Negative and negative. 7-3.
Proceed the motor to see me in the net. Wow, that was a great group of check ins. Starting with KY4AO, that's Stephen in Liberty. W4DJW, David Greer. KK4DMW, Rick, his wife Lorena. KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle. KM4MOQ, they're all in Piedmont. Rick, please tell Michelle, Lorena, we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Then we got K4BAN, that's Alex in Clemson. K1CJW, Roland Pickens. WX4DAT, that's Danny in Gastonia. N4DJC, Jerry Anderson. KN4CHY, that was Keith and Seneca. And then we got KN4RDE. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name or location. If you could please come back with that.
Control, Kilo November 4, Romeo Delta Echo. This is Greg. We're in Powdersville this evening on a mobile. Be short timing. Checked in out of turn. 7-3.
Brazil, don't worry about being out of turn. We appreciate you stopping by and hope you're doing well. All right, we continue with check-ins in the Alpha through Delta group A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC. Blue Ridge Team Internet will slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to Echo through Hotel group E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
EC. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4. HKX, that's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Matt, I will be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling in it.
4MC, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, and stay dry.
And KO4HKX-ray, that's Patrick in Penrose. Finish state south by Patrick. So we got KC4EZN, that's Harry up there in Canberra. Appreciate stopping by, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations that go through Hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge Team Internet will slide down that next alphabetical group, which will be India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
RMC. Good evening. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
YMC. Hello, India 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. And Table Rock. No traffic. No round table.
For receiving the Blue Ridge Team Internet, we'd like to welcome N4JBM. That's Jerry up there in Campbell. Appreciate you talking about Jerry. Then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his wife Donna. KC4MFK, they made their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Then we got KI4LZI, that's Andy up there in Table Rock. Appreciate stopping by, Andy. Sounding good on the HT. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. See, the Blue Ridge Team Internet will slide down the next alphabetical group, which is the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet, the Mike through Papa group, M through P. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Campobello, South Carolina. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. Location is also Campobello. We will be in and out tonight, Matt. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
Ready. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over here down in Piedmont tonight. 750 Matt, all in Debbie, negative and negative.
Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Internet would like to welcome KO4RUE. That's Mr. Chad in Campobello. He brings his wife Anna, KO4RYP. Chad, please tell Anna we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Then we got KO4NNH. That's Fred moving around the Piedmont. Appreciate stopping by, Fred. Be careful out there. Then we got KO4PXB. That's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Appreciate stopping by, Lloyd. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through P from the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Proceed the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We've been through that alphabet once, so now it's opened up to that B group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Looking for check-ins to the whole alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in N0TR. This is Tom, November 0 Tango Romeo. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Hey, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to welcome N0TR, Mr. Tom in Greer. Appreciate stopping by, Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. Name's Jim. I'm in Booyah. Negative and negative.
Hey, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to welcome KO4YHY. That's Jim in Booyah. Appreciate stopping by, Jim. All right, folks, this is WG4MC, now securing the forum portion of the net. With our thanks for everyone checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We don't have anybody signed up for RAG2, so we'll go another round of check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if anybody would like to do RAG2, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC. November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo, N4ZLK. I'm Shane. I'm stationary mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no table.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet, right, welcome. N4ZLK, Mr. Shane in Greenville. Appreciate stopping by, Shane. Hope you're doing well and the family. One last call for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if anybody would like to do RAG to you, please call WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, stand by just a second, I'll send the net report. See, now, securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night, and good luck. WG4MC clear.
4ZLK, KO4NUE. LK, KO4NUE.
UE, N4ZLK. Good evening, Chad.
How are you tonight, sir?
Well, I'm not looking forward to this rain and wind, but got to put up with a little rain in your life, so I guess I have to.
Yes, I am. Well, just going to give you a shout-out and see if you need somebody to ride along with you tonight.
That would be awesome, but I haven't left yet, and I'm going to have to get out of here for a second in a minute because they're going to shut my door and got to do all my pre-tripping and stuff like that, but I'll get back on here when I get moving.
I'll be monitoring whenever you get comfortable. Give me a shout-out, and I'll ride with you as long as I can, as long as you can. KO4NUE, see you here in a little while, Shane. Be safe.
73.
Good. I'll talk to you in a little while. N4ZLK.
N0TRKO4NUE. N0TRKO4NUE. For NUE, no contact. I'm clear.
4NUE. KO4QLD.
QLG, KO4NUE. What's going on, Chris?
Like you needing somebody to talk to.
Maybe. KC don't always talk back to me, so I gotta do what I gotta do.
Man, I could probably come up with enough words to keep you going till Shane gets back.
I just actually was trying to get in touch with Tom because I've been going through some information here, trying to get a little script together for tomorrow night for Veterans Day, and I am unable to find, you know, every branch of service has a motto. I talked with you a little bit about this this afternoon. But, you know, for example, you know, U.S. Marine Corps is Semper Fidelis, you know, always faithful. But there's no, the U.S. Navy does not have a motto. And I'm just trying to figure out why that is. Do you know anything about that?
We always call them our taxi. I don't know how well that would go over with them, though.
In WX4DAT, yeah, well, you know, you get your jab in where you can. Go ahead, Danny.
United States Army, 1st Armored Division, 335 Armor. We finally get that out of the way.
Interestingly enough, the, you know, U.S. Army's motto is "This will defend." The U.S. Marine Corps is "Semper Fidelis." The Navy, I guess I'll just make one up. I don't know. The U.S. Air Force is "Aim high, fly, fight, win." The U.S. Coast Guard is "Semper Paratus," which is always prepared. And the U.S. Space Force is "Semper Supra," always above. I thought that's kind of neat. I, you know, never paid attention to the U.S. Space Force. But, hey, you know, it's where we are, so I'm going to recognize them.
Comment. I thought that theirs was not self but country.
I just Googled it. It says there is no official motto for the U.S. Navy. Now, some people say it is non CB sed patri. That's my transliteration of, I guess, Latin. Stands for not self but country. Is often cited, and then there's a however after that, and I scroll down the screen, and it says other sources claim that it's Semper Fortis, always courageous. And with that, I'll turn it back to you. You are correct. There isn't one. KC4EZN.
I'll just keep calling them our taxes.
It's KO4NUE with KC4EZN, KO4QLG, WX4DAT, and I may have missed one in there. If I did, I apologize. So, here is something very interesting I found. A quote by Eleanor Roosevelt about the U.S. Marine Corps. I thought it was very fitting. The Marines I have been around, I have seen around the world, have the cleanest bodies, the filthiest minds, the highest morale and the lowest morals of any group of animals I've ever seen. But thank God for the United States Marine Corps.
Hoorah.
That was funny. Oh, my goodness. But, I couldn't find anything. Harry's right. I couldn't find anything for the Navy. And I just thought for sure, you know, they would have one. But the submarine service, they've got some, you know, fancy quotes, but no motto. I mean, no official motto. I just thought that was, you know, kind of strange. And I know you spent some time on ship, so I just wondered if you knew something I didn't.
You wasn't able to get in touch with Tom if Roland is still out there. He might could come up with something. May not be official, but I don't know how long he hangs around after that.
I'm not sure either. Roland, you in there? I think tomorrow night I'm just gonna go ahead and just recognize veterans when they come in. May send a piece of traffic or something for them. It's, you know, big day of the year. It's my favorite day of the year other than Christmas, Veterans Day. And I said, well, you know, let me put something together tonight. I mean, for tomorrow, you know. And I ran across that with the Navy, and I thought, well, that's just not right. That's strange. So I was trying to get in touch with Tom, see if he spent some time, but I don't know what I'll do with that. I guess just leave it blank, I guess.
KC4EGN again. I'm on the USO's website right now, and they say the U.S. Navy is undetermined, and there is disagreement over what the unofficial one might be. However, this, again, is non-CB said patria, which is Latin for not self, but country, is a phrase that is inscribed above the chapel doors of the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. So that may be as close as you get to an unofficial motto. Casey for EGN.
I'll do something. I'll give Tom a call tomorrow and see what he says. But like I said, the submarine service, they've got some interesting quotes. There's a top 10 list. Some of them I, you know, can't really say on the air, but one of them was forward aft cavitate, which means get the heck out of Dodge. But I don't know that much about submarines. I know Tom does, but I never understood being on a ship. You know, I guess strategically I do, but boy, that's gotta be tough. Can't go nowhere. But submarines gotta be even worse. No sunlight, my goodness. I just, you know, that blows my mind. How anybody can spend, you know, 6 months. I don't know. That's got to be tough.
It's the only thing they need is motto, huh?
But at any rate, what you got on the schedule for this weekend during the rain? Anything?
Fish up some songs or paperwork, get them off to the ATF, and staying upright is my main goal.
Would you, do you get the Humvee back up underneath the shelter?
Affirmative. For forgot to turn the battery off, but got it secure.
Don't do any more testing on the radio or just let it go?
Just let it go. Tom said we were sounding pretty good, so I figured that'd do. I trust his RF ability, the RF deciphering ability.
Well, sometimes that's all you need. But I had no idea there was that much stuff in one of the matching units. I still don't know what all that stuff was, but, you know, just cut it till you get the SCR, SWR right, I guess. That's all I need to do, but I think we got it.
I had another antenna sitting at the shop while we were doing all that. That was VHF, might have been UHF antenna. We could have just plugged that one straight in. The mount was a little bit different, but I didn't realize it was a UHF or VHF antenna when we hooked that one up. Wouldn't have had to do all that work.
That's our life story, bud. You know. The easy ticket's laying right there beside you. Just can't ever see it till it's, you know, you spent 5 weeks on it. But hey, it is what it is. You just, you know, just roll with it. It's all you can do.
It's in the blood, ain't it? That dark cloud falls both of us.
Yeah, I used to think that was all Hightower, but I know better now.
Your cloud is darker than mine. You got a dark cloud on both ends of your spectrum. I just got on half of mine.
Yeah, but I deal with it pretty good.
That, but you really would be dealing with it better if you'd spend more time at the hospital fixing all those gapes and holes and all them things of metal slithers slang into you.
This way, everything needs to be governed, you know, and especially me, when you got a couple of stitches, or you got bruises, or you got, you know, small cuts, it slows you down a little bit, makes you think. You know, Last time I stuck my hand in that machine, it took the end of my finger off. So, you know, it's all good. You learn from it.
Going by that strategy, I don't see how you get anything done. Seems like you'd be thinking all the time.
Well, I have thought about it from time to time. One day when I meet my maker, first thing he's going to say is, "What happened?" You know, I'm just going to tell him, hey, I used everything you give me, and this is all that's left. A couple of nubs, half a eye, you know. But just keep on digging. That's all you can do.
Sitting here laughing, I just don't laugh good on the radio.
Right, you're exactly right. But I need to get better about things in the shop. I don't, especially safety glasses. I need to be better about that, but they just get in my way so bad. I just can't wear them. Maybe if I got some prescription safety glasses, maybe that'd help me a little bit, but I just can't do it, but they just hinder me so bad. And I have had to, you know, dig things out. My last MRI I had was, I don't know, probably 10, 15 years ago. And, you know, put this stuff in your eyes, some kind of dye. And the looks like iodine or something. And it reacts with the metal so they can see if you've got any metal in the eyes. And they wouldn't do the MRI. I just said, you got so much stuff in your eyes. I don't, you know, How'd you get all that in your eyes? And I told them, you know, what I do. And I had to end up going to an optometrist and work, but there's a couple of them he had to dig out. But, you know, it's no nerve endings in there. I mean, it didn't bother me too bad, but just pain in the rump. But anyway, he dug them out, and then finally I got to go get my MRI done. But, I had no idea that much stuff was in my eyes.
Ripley Lanes of Richmond, I'm going to have to stop in that surplus store and get that EOD suit for you. It covers your head to toe, long sleeves, shoulders, trousers, and top. Then we'll get you them glasses and you'll be set for a shot.
So, I was going to tell you also, I got about a month ago, I changed gloves out in my bead blaster down there. And I had a hole in them, and they kept filling my hands up with glass material. So I finally just changed them out. And I'm going to take them out. I can't stand to run the machine. I don't know what's in the gloves, but when that glass material moves over the gloves, it creates a small static charge, and it eats me up. And you know, your hands get sweaty inside them things, and it's got to a point now to where I have to make a choice. Do I want to get the thing cleaned up, or do I want to get shot? some of it I have to get it cleaned before I can do anything with it, but it's getting where it's not worth it. I'm thinking about calling the company and tell them what's going on, see if I can figure out what to do about it. But it's not pleasant.
Heard of that? You sure you ain't got some wires crossed or something?
I think when the bead material moves over, that doesn't make any sense to me because it's glass. But it does. I mean, it tingles, and then of course when your hands get wet, it gets worse. So I don't know. Maybe it's something I can. I don't know, maybe I need to ground the cabinet or something. I mean, I've had the thing for 10, 15 years. I've never had an issue with it. But I can't keep doing that. It's not nice. I mean, it doesn't hurt too bad, but it's just not pleasant.
I mean, some of them gloves, if it started when you changed your gloves out. Must have got some kind of funky space material.
I got to go down to Welder Supply this next week. It's time to get the oxygen bottle filled, acetylene bottle, argon, and four bottles. I don't know what that's going to cost. But every time I go over there, it's some kind of hassle. But you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess. I mean, I gotta have the stuff. I can't weld without it.
For QOG, KO4NUE. Yeah, you know, one thing about asking them about that static charge you're getting. Surely they've heard of it before, if it's something anywhere at all common.
I've been thinking about changing companies anyway. They don't carry liquid nitrogen. I have to go up the street to get the liquid nitrogen. And it just makes things easier if you can just get it all in one place. But I don't know, Daddy's been
we've had an account there since, I don't know, probably early 80s. And I don't know if he might say something to me if I change the account or whatever. Maybe I'll just go do it. See if he catches it. But they got different color bottles, so he's gonna see it first thing off the bat, and then it's a million questions. But I don't know. I'll just have to see what I can do about it, I guess. But last time I went, acetylene plant up Tennessee caught on fire, and they're having to bring acetylene in from the Midwest, was the nearest plant. So it's normally about $60 to fill a bottle up, but last time I had it filled, it was like $120. So, I mean, goodness knows, you know, since COVID, there ain't no telling what it's going to be now, but, you know, like I said, I gotta have it. I ain't really got a choice about it.
If it's just right down the road, or I guess even if it's across town, the prices are going to be somewhat the same. How's the customer service up there at the new place?
KI4LZI, all that's kind of like energy in a sense. We're talking about welding. We all know how to pass year and a half to 2 years energy prices have went.
Recognizing Andy, KI4LZI. So, talking about energy, Andy had an interesting telephone call the other day with the local power company. Well, it's been, I don't know, it's been a couple months, I guess, but I had a discussion with them about putting solar on the house, how all that worked, you know, because you collect so much energy, you sell it back to them. And we got in this big discussion about that. And so they're charging, I don't know if this makes sense to you or if I'm off kilter here. So it's 18 cents a kilowatt hour, I believe it was, that they're selling me the power for. But if I put a solar grid in and I sell it back to them, they're going to buy it back from me for 9 cents a kilowatt hour. So, does that sound right? That doesn't sound like too much of a deal to me, or am I missing something?
For LCI for ID. When it comes to all that, I'm no expert at it. That's another one of the things I can't really advise you about. Because I don't know a lot about it, but you look this stuff up. Well, Mandel's got it right now. That book I got about energy and all like that, about power. But you look some of that up online about all this stuff, and that's the only thing I can tell you about it. And as far as being that your truck uses diesel, I know you heard of various places in the country right now where it's hard to even get any diesel.
You're going to sell me an apple for a dollar. And then I'm going to use that. I'm going to eat that apple. But I've got some apple trees. Same kind of apple you got. And then I got that apple back from me. But you're going to pay half price for the apple that I've grown. And she just couldn't understand that. She just, you know, finally she just says, how did we get talking about apples? And I was trying to make her explain, trying to make her understand. You know, it's a kilowatt hour is a kilowatt hour.
I mean, it don't matter, you know, how is it any different than an apple? And she got so frustrated with me. She just says, I'll just put you on list. I'll call you back later. And I said, well, maybe you need to, because I'm not going to invest that much money. And then you pay half price. You just not going to do it. And, you know, so I don't know. I got to do some more digging to try to figure out what she's talking about. But I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. It just sounds like to me I'm getting hoodwinked a little bit. So
making any money on it, but I don't know, free power is free power, right?
So if I don't eat their apple and I don't have to pay for their apple, but I can go down there and pull an apple off my tree, and that's, you know, well, that's the way I'm figuring it now. That's Chad math. Chad's math is not always the right kind of math. But, you know, if I'm not consuming their apple, which means I don't have to buy it, but I can use my own apple, then that's got to be a savings, right?
I guess if they're required to buy it back, they don't. Whatever you don't use, they're required to buy back. They're going to try to work out a deal where they don't have to pay as much for it as they charge you. You know, it's all about making money.
Usually making money means taking money from somebody. And I don't know. It's something I ain't got a lot of. So I've got to try to, you know, safeguard it best I can, I guess. But, you know, I built a shop down here. I put a bunch of 220 drops in. 40, 60 amp service. And Duke Power come down there and hook up the meter, and they won't come look at the place, and won't know why I had so many 220 drops. And, you know, you're going to have to pay a commercial fee or something. And I said, no, I've been through this. I said, you don't, you know, if when I start consuming so much power, then you up it a little bit. But I had a discussion with them about putting three phase out here. And, you know, we're far off the main grid out here that, you know, yeah, we'll put it in, but, you know, you're going to have to pay X amount per month, whether you use it or not. And I said, well, I ain't gonna do that either, you know. So I just got a phase converter down there, and I just convert everything to three phase off their 220. I don't think they like that too much, but, you know, hey, it's 18 cent a kilowatt hour. Don't matter what I do with it, I'm paying for it the way I'm seeing it.
JI4LCI, it's too bad that Dwight's gone. Didn't get into the hobby soon enough. Shane there might remember KD4USA that was up in Jackson County, North Carolina. Used to get on this repeater a lot. He had a wind energy mill up there and a solar energy set up at his house up there, and he practically lived off the grid up there. He had very little on the commercial grid. You remember him, Shane?
I can still hear his voice, and I loved his call, KD4USA, and I do remember him.
Could have explained all this to you very, very well, Chad, if he was still here.
KD4UE, well, sorry I didn't get to meet him. Sounds like they've some pretty good characters back in the day. But, you know, as far as power goes, I don't know what I'm going to do. I may just, I don't know. I thought about maybe just putting my own little grid in and then just converting one room at a time. I don't know. I got to figure all that out. But we turned the house due south when we built it, just, you know, just for this. And I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty good at that stuff, but I don't know. That's a lot of power. It's a lot of power for as many mistakes I make. So I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Okay. To run that shop, is that what you're thinking about, or just the house?
The house has too much. That's too much power for the shop. I mean, it's the welding machine down there. It's 600 amp. I don't think. I'm sure I could do it, but I don't know if it'd be just cost prohibitive, I guess. But you know, the house is not so bad. These light bulbs we've been putting in, we got 52 can lights in the house. They, you know, go up in the ceiling. And I've slowly been changing all of them out for LEDs. So I got most of them swapped out. Every time a bulb goes bad, I just put a new LED fixture in there. They're a little pricey. But, I mean, you see it a little bit on the power bill, not that much. And the kids are gone. They've all moved out. You know, I don't know about your kids, but mine, you know, they don't know what a light switch is. They turn it on and leave it on. So we just decided not to do anything solar until they got out of the house. So they're out doing their thing, so now it's time to revisit that. But, I don't know. I gotta figure it all out. But I didn't like what the power company had to say, you know. It's all about apples and oranges, and, you know, she got frustrated with me, so maybe she'll call me back. I don't know.
One thing you better be careful about with those LED light bulbs. Now, some do, some don't. But you better, after you put in some of those new LED light bulbs, you better check out your HF radio and see if you pick up any interference. Some of those LED bulbs will give you a fit on HF and some won't. You know, it varies, but you better check that out. KI4LZI4ID.
I'll check it out. I'll keep that in mind. I didn't have problems here in the ham shack. I got a computer monitor that gives me a fit. And it's just on this frequency. I cannot open the right-hand monitor when I'm on this frequency. The radio just goes nuts. So I have to move it over to the left-hand monitor. And I can't see that. It's further away. So I, you know, scrunching and squeezing my eyes trying to get through a net. But I don't know. I might have. I had tinfoil on the back of it for a while, and that helped it. But it's just gotten so bad. Tinfoil won't keep it there for now. Maybe Christmas time I can get me a new monitor or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Christmas time.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's a... What? Yes. Monkey or monitor? Which one? Monitor? Well, how about we name the monkey monitor?
I think I'm going to let Shane take my place. It was good talking with you guys. I'm going to go ahead and sign off for the night. KO4QOG, I'm clear.
73, Chris. Be safe. I'll talk at you tomorrow.
Good to hear you. Have a good night. N4ZLK.
Later, see you at the meeting. Just wanted to be sure we didn't leave nobody out. KI4LCI.
Please be messed with the reception or with the transmitter on the radio.